2,000 people have been arrested across France in the latest round of protests. Protesters are dismayed with the presidency of Emmanuel Macron and the high taxes he has imposed. Lisa Bryant in Paris says all of this made for a tumultuous day.
Some of the streets around the Champs-Élysées, which Parisians like to call the world's most beautiful avenue, were a battleground between so-called yellow vest protesters and police. Protesters spread out to other parts of the city, setting cars, garbage cans, and barricades on fire. Police responded with water cannons and tear gas and drove armored vehicles through the city streets. The yellow vests I talked to said they wanted to protest peacefully. Their demands varied: higher minimum wage, lower taxes, more equality. It's hard to see how this story will end. In Paris, I'm Lisa Bryant for VOA.
Since the unrest began in November in response to a sharp increase in diesel fuel taxes, 4 people were killed in protest-related incidents. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is stepping down. President Trump addresses it.
I'll be announcing that over the next day or two, but John will be leaving at the end of the year. He's been with me almost 2 years now, as you know, between the two positions.
John Kelly first served the Trump administration as the head of the Homeland Security before becoming chief of staff. There had been speculation for months that Kelly would be leaving. And despite repeated calls by President Trump for oil production to remain steady, the Saudi-led Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, along with Russia and its allies, have announced they will cut their pumping of crude to reduce oil flows on the global market. OPEC officials say there was no political motive behind that particular decision. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A crackdown on political dissent in Turkey is widening to participants in a major civil unrest 5 years ago. Prosecutors issued arrest warrants for a prominent actor, leading journalist, and civil society activist. The arrests are in connection with the 2013 protest that unrest began over a plan to turn a park in central Istanbul into a shopping mall. The protest quickly transformed into broader demonstrations opposing the government and, in particular, then Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At its peak, the unrest saw millions of people take to the streets across the country. The debate over future relations with the European Union continued in the British Parliament as criticism of Prime Minister Theresa May's plan continued from both within her Conservative coalition and the opposition. The William Hill betting agency's Rupert Adams said approval appears unlikely.
As it stands right now, it's now 1-8 that it won't go through. So what we're saying is it's around an 18% chance that Theresa May will manage to get this through. And pretty worryingly also is that if it doesn't go through the first time, we don't think it will get through at all, even later on in March. And the price of the chance of it failing to go through full stop is 67% as it stands. So things are not looking good for Theresa May.
The historic vote is set for Tuesday. What happens if the plan is rejected remains uncertain. Leading UN humanitarian agencies warn migrant deaths in the Mediterranean Sea will multiply with the end of the sea and rescue operations by Doctors Without Borders and its partner. The international charities were pressured by the European Union to put their ship, the Aquarius, into dry dock and abandon their life-saving rescue missions. Italy claims these operations encourage migrants to make the perilous sea journey. It says ending these activities will save lives, a claim hotly disputed by UN officials. Lisa Schlein reports from the United Nations in Geneva.
UN human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA the death rate in the central Mediterranean this year is much higher than in previous years. She says states must protect the lives and safety of migrants and ensure those who are at risk are rescued and offered immediate assistance. The International Organization for Migration reports more than 2,100 people have died making the dangerous sea crossing from Libya to Europe this year. This is nearly two-thirds of the more than 3,300 deaths recorded globally in 2018. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And up to 20 million Yemenis, two-thirds of the country's population, are food insecure, primarily because of the war that ravaged the country. That's based on a joint statement issued by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization and UNICEF. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits.